Welcome to Emunah Be'emet, Faith in the Truth podcast. What is truth? Why do we believe what we believe? Rabbi Woodcock of Bet Tefila shares his discoveries in history, philosophy, culture, and religion. Join us to discover the truth and redefine your faith.
Shalom and welcome to Emunah Be'emet. I'm Rabbi Woodcock, and I'd like to thank you for joining us today to discover the truth and redefine our faith. Our topic for today is faith in the truth regarding the misuse of Scripture. Recently, as I was perusing through social media, I came across a post that honestly got my blood really boiling. The post was regarding a current event where the key person professed a genuine faith in Yeshua Jesus. This person was standing on their constitutional right to freedom of religious speech. Critics in the media were throwing around Bible verses out of context and citing them in judgment of the person's behavior. It was after reading several memes and website-linked teasers that I couldn't take it anymore. I jumped into the ring, leaping before looking, and put down my 2 cents worth. I astutely corrected the errors of the pseudo-intellectuals in hope that these critics would see for themselves the lies of the liberal media and the truth of the Bible. I pointed out the inaccuracy and hypocrisy of the scriptural arguments that were haphazardly laid out like a cliché by the soundbite-driven media elite. What did this get me? Hate speech by those who claim to be advocates of political correctness. Insults by those who know nothing about the Bible by their own admission. Attacks coming through my computer at lightning speed because I chose to do something in defense of the scriptures. It was at this point in the conversation that my blood pressure started to spike. I typed a huge defense of my position and started to fight back and defend myself from the insults that were being heaped upon me by the person who initiated the post. It was during this process of thinking through and working out my response that the Holy Spirit hit me with a reminder of something that I had learned to ask people over the years in evangelistic pursuits. So I deleted my lengthy response and wrote a couple of key questions instead. I first asked if this person had ever read the Bible, and they responded only a little. Then I asked them sincerely if what they believe isn't the truth, are they interested in knowing? Sadly, they said that they were willing to take their chances, and I responded that was fair enough, and left it at that. I left the conversation because I was really starting to get angry with all the lies. I was starting to lose focus on sharing the truth of Yeshua, and I realized that this was becoming a waste of time. The person didn't want to have a reasonable discussion or have their heart changed. This experience is a good reminder for all of us. If people aren't ready to hear the truth, we shouldn't spend all of our time trying to convince them when there are so many others that are willing to listen, learn, repent, and give their lives to Yeshua Jesus. So flash forward several days, and I started reading the book of Matityahu, the book of Matthew, in my personal reading time of the Bible. As I was reading chapter 4, Yeshua Jesus went out to the desert to fast and pray after his mikvah, or his baptism, in water and by the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. I was reminded of what had taken place several days earlier. In verse 6 of Matthew chapter 4, Satan told Jesus, and I'm quoting here, "Since you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, because it is written, God will put his angels in charge of you, and with their hands they will hold you up so that you will never hit your foot against a rock." This reminded me that one of Satan's plays from his playbook is to misuse Scripture. Of course, Yeshua responded with, "It is also written, you must not tempt the Lord your God," which is a great reminder that we are to look at the complete Word of God when dealing with the enemy of God, or anyone under his power of deceit, because he is the father of lies. In Bereshit, the book of Genesis chapter 3, we see a similar tactic when Satan was in the process of tempting Eve. And I'm reading from Genesis 3 verse 1. It says, "Now Satan was more clever than any animal of the field that Yahweh God had made. It asked the woman, 'Did God actually say you are not to eat from any tree of the garden?'" Once again, Satan is trying to use doubt when it comes to the Word of God by questioning if God really said what he said. This seems to be a reoccurring strategy in Satan's playbook. 2 Timothy 2, verses 15 through 17 says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as an approved worker who has nothing to be ashamed of, handling the word of truth with precision. However, avoid pointless discussions, for people will become more and more ungodly, and what they say will spread everywhere like gangrene." Let me point out to you that Paul starts by a directive to do our best when working for God. Next, he points out that we should handle the Bible with precision like a master craftsman. We should all be well studied in the hermeneutics of the scripture, knowing what the Bible says, what is meant, along with all structural, grammatical, and cultural nuances that point to an accurate apologetic stance when defending the faith. The next point of the passage tells us to avoid pointless discussions. This was the bait that Satan was trying to use to get me distracted, distressed, and disappointed. He wanted me to lose my focus on what God wants me to do, which is to see people saved spiritually, physically, and emotionally by Yeshua Jesus. There is a great book called The Bait of Satan by John Bevere that I highly recommend to anyone who wishes to become more efficient in identifying spiritual warfare. What should our response be the next time we come across someone not handling God's word correctly? I know for me personally, if the person is unknown to me or doesn't have faith in Yeshua Jesus, I need to start with the basics by asking them, "What are your beliefs? To you, who is Yeshua Jesus? Where are you going when you die?" And then, regardless of the person's spiritual standing with God, I must make a determination if the Holy Spirit is moving in the person's heart. The reason for doing this is so I can ensure that the message will be received and not spoken to a non-receptive heart. I do this by asking, "If what you believe isn't true, would you want to know?" So let me encourage you with this. The next time you hear somebody quoting what they think the Bible says to prove a point, posting a meme with implied scriptural overtones, or are referring to a link that might allude to God's opinion, let's ask him those questions. What are your beliefs? To you, who is Yeshua Jesus? Where are you going when you die? If what you believe isn't the truth, would you want to know? Remember, we should do this to determine if the Holy Spirit is working in that person's life, and only with their permission if they don't already have a personal relationship with Jesus. Share with them the good news that if they declare with their mouth that Yeshua Jesus is Lord, and believe in their heart that God raised him from the dead, they will be saved. For one believes with their heart and is justified, and declares with their mouth and is saved. Join with me today in sharing the truth of the Word of God regarding Yeshua Jesus, because eternity is a long time to be wrong about spiritual matters.
Thank you again for listening to Emunah Be'emet, Faith in the Truth podcast. We pray that your faith in the truth has been strengthened today. We would love to hear from you with your questions, comments, and encouragements. If you'd like to learn more about Bet Tefillah Messianic Synagogue, are interested in supporting this ministry through prayer, or would like to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit us online at bettefillah.weebly.com. Again, that's bettefillah.weebly.com. Join us next time to discover the truth and redefine your faith.